Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast Ecologic. Today we will be listening to Léa, a member from an environmental association, and Enzo, someone who doesn't believe in climate change. We'll talk about the climate change, especially the freezing temperature in Missouri. First question to Enzo, what are your thoughts on climate change?
Actually, there is no problem with climate change. The Earth's climate has always undergone natural fluctuation. Ice age and warmer periods have occurred long before human industrialization. Skeptics argue that current change might simply be part of this natural cycle rather than a result of human activity.
However, those changes are not natural. They should not be happening in this period of time, as proven by many scientists such as James Hansen or Susan Salomon.
Okay, thank you for telling me your opinion. That was really interesting to understand your different point of view. We have an opinion made by a student in Missouri about the weather out here, and we're going to listen to it.
How do I feel about the freezing temperatures in Missouri? I don't really like the cold, so I just don't like the cold in general. So in Missouri, it just is like, ooh, like, you suck.
Okay. I was personally happy about the cold temperatures because it produced a lot of snow in our city, which usually the past few winters we have not had a lot of snow or cold weather. It didn't really feel like winter time. But this year, it did feel like winter time, which was a nice change.
Okay, so that's an interesting statement. But there is another one that we might listen to because it's really, really interesting and we need to discuss about that.
About the USA getting out of the Paris Agreement, I think it's a really selfish, bad idea. I don't think it's conscious of the future at all. And I don't think they care about the future, really. I don't think. Yeah. Do you think that's a good idea? And if I could pass a law for the environment, I think I would probably try to get us back into the Paris Agreement.
So, what are your thoughts about that?
I think Trump made a really good decision by leaving the Paris Agreement. It was not only justified, it was necessary. This agreement also presented as a solution to climate change actually imposed economic restriction on America. American businesses and workers while favoring countries like China and India, which benefit from more regulation. Trump was right to prioritize national interests and not be dictated to by a climate policy that punishes America. Protecting our energy and economic sovereignty must be our priority, and leaving this BIAS agreement was a step in the right direction.
No, I don't agree with you. You can't say that.
Okay, guys, calm down. Léa, explain to us your opinion.
Okay, I fully support the Paris Agreement because climate change is one of the most urgent challenges of our time. This agreement represents a global commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and transitioning toward a more sustainable future. The argument that this agreement unfairly disadvantages the US economy is misleading. In reality, investing in renewable energy and sustainable technologies creates jobs, drives innovation, and strengthens long-term economic growth. Meanwhile, the cost of inaction, rising sea level, extreme weather events, and environmental degradation are far greater than the costs of reducing emissions. Rejoining the Paris Agreement is not just about protecting the environment, it's about securing a prosperous and livable future for the next generations.
Okay, thank you for telling us your opinion. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What would you do about climate change if you were president?
I will leave any agreements because I prioritize the economy of the country I lead.
I will never be able to understand how you think, because for me, that's crazy to think like that when you see how the world is going.
Léa, you're not answering my question.
Yeah, okay, sorry. If I was president, I would create a big agreement, even bigger than the Paris Agreement, and I would try to convince so many countries to go into my agreement. Every school would have class to understand the importance of climate change, and it would be compulsory. No one should minimize the importance, okay, knowing that the planet is in danger.
Okay, thank you to everyone for participating to our podcast. It was a pleasure to have you, and I would love to have you again on my podcast. Thank you, and have a good day, and bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.